You're listening to Health Radio.
Mommy, my tummy hurts.
Mom, I don't feel so good.
Mommy, I love you.
Oh, Mom and Dad, it's time to get all of your questions answered for free. It's Healthy Children, the talk show just for you with expert guests provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Now, here's our favorite mom, Melanie Cole.
Hey, welcome to the show. My guest is Dr. Adriana Segura, and she's a professor and associate dean of student affairs at the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio in their dental school. And we're talking about teen oral health. So, Dr. Segura, what do we do as our kids start becoming teens and tweens? First of all, they start growing molars, possibly growing wisdom teeth, and then they're still losing teeth. They're losing teeth. We're not sure when they're done losing teeth. Speak about as they go from tween to teen and what's going on in their mouth.
Well, you know, we still want them to continue to have a dental home, seeing a dentist every 6 months. And a dentist will start, just assessing any shortages in space. So as the molars come in and we're losing, we can start seeing what space we're going to need. Are they going to need type of orthodontic devices, or we incent an orthodontist. So we early on start managing the space to help the teens.
Okay, so you start managing the space, seeing what's going on. Now, my daughter's 9 years old. She's had a spacer in, a space maintainer, and there's still no tooth coming in there.
Well, once they get their x-rays every 6 months or every 12 months, we can see when a tooth is coming in. And it takes about 6 months for each tooth just to move a little millimeter into the mouth, so it does take time. So that's what the dentist, as soon as we see the tooth coming in, we'll take the space maintainer off.
Wow. Okay. So now what about molars? You know, we hear 12-year molars and 8-year molars. And what are molars? When do they get them?
Well, they get their first molar at 6 years. And that's where you hear the next term is they get their second molars around age 12. And we're seeing less kids forming the wisdom teeth, but we're able to see that on the x-ray. And those generally will come in around 16 years old. But we can start, seeing if they're going to have enough room for them. Are they coming in straight or crooked? If they're coming in crooked, then we'll refer them to an oral surgeon to remove the wisdom tooth.
Okay, so, these teeth are coming in. Do they hurt, Dr. Segura?
Sometimes they do, because if you think about it, the tooth is going through tissue. So that tissue becomes tender, and sometimes it develops a little flap over it, and that tissue becomes a little swollen and inflamed. But with good hygiene and rinsing and just showing the parent or the child what's happening, it helps alleviate the pain.
So then we've got them coming into their teenage years. I mean, we want to certainly be encouraging our children to be flossing. Our teenagers.
Flossing and brushing, yes.
Flossing and brushing, which, with teenagers, you could just never tell what they're going to do, right?
Right.
And they're starting to do high-risk behaviors. They're drinking coffee. Maybe they're smoking. Maybe they're looking at piercing. I mean, they're starting to change habits that might change their oral health. What do we do?
Well, as a dentist, I always try to reach to the students because I have boys, too, and I'll joke with some of the teenagers. I ask them, I said, looks like you spent 30 minutes on your hair today because it had this beautiful spike. I said, but you forgot to brush your teeth. So I try to relate some of the hygiene issues and what they can relate to. So I'll say, well, do you have a girlfriend or do you have, like, a boy at school? You have bad breath today. That's really not going to be helpful in school. So I try to relate some of the hygiene, tactics to what they're caring about. We talk about piercing. If they have one already, do they know it can fracture a tooth? If they have staining on their teeth, we'll ask them, do you drink any coffee, tea? We're usually able to smell if they're, if they're a smoker, and we'll bring those habits, address that also. And also a key indicator if they're brushing or not, they could have told me they brush. We look at their gums. We see a high incidence of gingivitis in our teenagers that are not wanting to spend time on brushing, but, fixing the hair look. So we look at all those factors when we're doing our exams.
Well, now my son, who is 11, every once in a while, I'll really lift up like you're checking a dog's teeth, and I'll
right.
lift up his lips and look all around and be like, this one is yellow, and it's got this gunk on it. Now go work on that tooth. Now, the disagreement that we have is my husband says I'm telling him to brush too hard.
No. What you're doing is what you did was correct, and that's what I tell a lot of parents is you can put a fingernail on a gunk and show it to your child, and that's what needs to come off. And in fact, In our clinics, we, you know, we take a dental instrument and we scrape it off and show it to the child and say, this is what you forgot. You need to go in there, scrub around the gingiva, around the gums to get rid of that. So that's a good, you know, show. I mean, if they see it, they might understand it better than saying, go brush your teeth again.
Is there a, can you brush too hard?
You can brush too hard, but usually, you know, a dentist will be able, you know, we recommend a soft toothbrush for all ages. We more see, you know, wear the enamel in older adults that have used a hard brush for a long time. You know, if the gingival tissue is receding, that could be, you know, a sign of too much. But it's usually not very evident in children, so I think you're okay.
Now, so when our children's teeth start coming in, they've lost their teeth, they're getting their adult teeth, you notice that when they were little and their teeth were so perfect and straight, and now they're going off at all kinds of angles, some of them are coming forward, you know, do you wait and hope this corrects itself? Do you right away run off to the orthodontist? And, you know,
no,
how do you decide?
No, I think that, you know, the dentist at that point can really actually start, you know, some interception. We don't wait now like we used to many years ago to all the teeth come in. You know, we might put some appliances now, even orthodontic appliances, to do minor correction, take it off and come back 3 or 4 years later if they need it. But we do want to intercept earlier now instead of the wait and see mode.
Well, it just seems that things are covered at the dentist that are not covered with an orthodontist. So you'd want to get as much done at your dentist as
yes,
you could.
Because we have a lot of interceptive appliances. You know, we could expand the upper jaw. We can guide teeth in a certain way. And so it's helpful to do that earlier on. So hopefully when they're older, be less time or less orthodontics required.
Now, what about nutrition? You know, teenagers eat junk. And whether or not we keep any in our own houses, they find it. You know, what do we tell them about eating this junk or drinking soda pop, you know, which has got to be heck on teeth?
Well, soda pop is also heck on teeth. But what we're finding with this new advertisement is we're finding with some of our energy drinks, like Powerade, Gatorade, all those drinks for athletes, that our kids are drinking 2 to 3 a day and they're not running a marathon. And it has a lot of sugar. So we also target the soda frequency and those types of sugary drinks that, you know, our teens are not drinking apple juice, but they're drinking these flavored sport drinks that have a lot of high sugar. So we start recommending, you know, only doing on weekends if you're doing sodas and minimize the frequency. If they're still going to do it, just minimize the frequency.
Well, I mean, even things like Red Bull and all these.
Oh, Red Bull, and any of those energy drinks. I talk about the danger of the caffeine, and a lot of parents are not aware of some of the ingredients in these because they think Gatorade or Powerade or any of these energy drinks are healthy, and they don't realize the caffeine in the Red Bull.
Well, absolutely. And then kids are eating candy. And they, you know, I mean, you kind of can't stop them. They go up to Walgreens on their own or whatever, and they get candy. You know, should we be trying to keep them from eating the candy or get them to brush their teeth when they're done?
Well, the other thing is I don't think they're going to be carrying a toothbrush. You can ask them to just rinse with water when they're done. The same thing with sodas. Drink that soda because you like the taste. Just drink some water afterward. Get it out of the mouth, you know. The same thing. My kids eat candy. You know, it's on special occasions or at nighttime. It's right before they go to bed after dinner and they're going to brush their teeth. So it's getting rid of it in the mouth after you've had it. Don't let it sit in the mouth where it feeds the bacteria.
Is there any truth to the Coke test, Dr. Segura, where if you drop a tooth in a Coca-Cola, it disappears?
It doesn't disappear, but a Coca-Cola does drop the acid in our mouth by 3. It becomes very acidic after we drink any soda with acid in it. And that's what I tell our students, you know, our patients. I said, look at the can, and they're like, it has sugar. I said, well, it has acid in it. They're like, acid? I said, you're in science, and it has acid. It does decrease the pH way low in the mouth.
Wow, you know, and with teenagers, they're certainly, as you stated, preoccupied with their looks. Mm-hmm. So you want to convince them that their teeth are a part of that. What about these whitening products? Because some teens want to try that now.
Well, in fact, we've done a lot of research here at San Antonio Health Science Center, and we found great success with the over-counter Crest White Strips. And that whitens the teeth about 2 shades whiter. They're affordable for a parent. And so they're very safe. If a child develops sensitivity, it's reversible. It's not going to whiten a tooth as you would get in the dental office because those agents are a little bit stronger. But with you know, recommendation from a dentist, a parent can buy over the counter, and they are successful.
In the last 20 seconds or so, Dr. Segura, your best advice for good oral health for our children?
Good oral hygiene and diet.
Good oral hygiene and diet. That is certainly a great message for today. And you've been listening to Healthy Children, the talk show for parents. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with HealthyChildren.org, their consumer-friendly website. If you missed any of the great information, you can go to healthradio.net and download the podcast on demand at any time. You can listen to these shows on your iPhones and your iPads. So this is Melanie Cole for Health Radio. Thanks so much for listening.